17 minutes after 4 o'clock, it is Friday's Downtown, live from Seasons, 427 Main Street in Bangor, on the Pulse. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. Time to talk some University of Maine sports as we are joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by our friend Mark Emmert of the Portland Press-Herald. Mark, good Friday afternoon to you.
Hey, how are you, Rich?
Doing great, thank you. Before we talk about games and things like that this weekend, a tip of the cap to a wonderful article that you did, and you can read it online, Portland Press Herald, a terrific piece on Siggy Koitsar and the family that she made up in Millinocket.
Thanks a lot. I really had a good time reporting that one. There was a lot of good people there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful story, too. Could you, maybe a quick summary for anybody who hasn't read it yet, and we'll demand that they actually go read it afterwards.
Well, it's just the kind of the weird circumstances that got her over there in the first place. She was a exchange student at Stearns High School back in 2011 and 12, and wanted to go somewhere, a small town where she could play basketball. Of course, had no idea where Millinocket, Maine was. And then in the meantime, there was a young girl who was playing at Stearns named Alex Mooney that kind of talked her family friends into getting an exchange student because she wanted one more player for her basketball team. And so they said, we want a basketball player. Siggy said, I want to play basketball. And they somehow got together, and she ended up at Millinocket. And she was so good that Richard Barron came to see her play one day and eventually offered her a scholarship after she went back to Austria, where she's from. And she didn't think she was going to come to Maine. She didn't think she was good enough to play at Maine. And she decided to come anyway. And now 3 years later, she's one of the best players I've ever had at Maine. So it's just kind of the weird circumstances that led her there. And then that host family that she had, they're still very close friends with. Her mom comes over and visits, and they've been over to Austria to visit her. And, she's just become part of that community now.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful story. Just a great piece of writing as well. So a job well done, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, let's talk about the basketball team. Let's start with the women, on such a roll at the Cross Center, especially where they seemingly can't be beaten, 15 straight there. And, that one bump in the road at Albany, but otherwise this season is pretty much gone as scripted.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very experienced team. I don't say any real surprises there. Kayla Gustafson has been, I think, much better than last year. Siggy is still Siggy. Liz Wood is, an all-around great player. Those upperclassmen are leading the way. Yeah, I think Maine and Albany were always going to be the top two teams, and it's certainly looking like that's going to be the case. They get them back in Bangor on Valentine's Day, actually, if you don't have any plans.
Absolutely. And now the Black Bears have got to travel out to Binghamton. That's never an easy trip, but this should be a pretty winnable game for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, Binghamton is 6-1 at home. Their only loss, I think, there was also to Albany. So they're sneaky. They got a couple of really good sophomore players, and they gave Maine a little bit of trouble last year in the tournament. But you're right. I mean, they're 4-3 in the league. They're not nearly as experienced as Maine. They shouldn't be able to beat Maine, but they can't let down either.
Now, the men's basketball team, if nothing else, Bob Walsh has made some big steps in the right direction. First of all, an exciting brand of basketball. I don't remember the last time, and I've been following Maine basketball and covering it for longer than I care to remember. I don't know that I ever remember a time Maine basketball gave up 100 points and won a game.
Right. Now, they had to go to overtime to do that. But, to fall behind by 7 points in overtime and still come back and win by five, that's pretty crazy. But they really like to get up and down the court. They are, you're right, they're very fun to watch. I mean, if you like wide-open basketball, I don't think there's a better option for you, in New England, really.
Well, and not only that, this team has got itself in a position, 3 wins in the conference already, that it's not out of the question that they could get themselves in position for a home playoff game.
Yeah, I think it looks like it might come down to them in New Hampshire. They got one more meeting with them, I think, on the 8th down in Durham. But, they're right. They should win tomorrow. Binghamton's not a real good men's team. That put them at 4-4. And they'd be just a game behind New Hampshire with one game left to play against them. So you're right, that would be a huge step. You get a home playoff game after finishing last in the league the year before.
We're talking with Mark Emmert of the Portland Press-Herald. Let's shift to hockey. The Black Bears coming off a tough weekend, 11 goals allowed to BU. Played a pretty competitive game on Friday night, but Saturday they were never in it. And now they're off to UMass for a pair. Can this team find a way to right the ship?
I don't see it. I think they could certainly be competitive with UMass, and maybe they can even go sweep. I'm not sure, but I'm, it's not how you define riding the ship. They'd have to win the last 10 games just to be 500. So I think this is kind of a lost season, regardless right now, and they just need to start maybe building something for next year because they're you know, their defense was good at the beginning of the year, and now that's falling apart. So they really don't have anything to hold their hat, hang their hats on right now.
Is the talent there, or is that the root of the problem?
I think that's a big part of the problem. Yeah, there's not a lot of it there. You know, just throughout that lineup, I'm just not sure. If you think about what their identity is, what would you say it is? I can't think of anything.
What are you going to be covering this weekend, Mark?
I'll be up there with the men's basketball team tomorrow. Oh. Are you going to be there?
I may try to get down there and see it. Yeah, that would be great. That's 2 o'clock game. I might get over and check that out. I'll certainly track you down if I do that. Before we let you go, wanted to talk a little bit about football. They're wrapping up recruiting, National
right.
Letter of Intent Day Wednesday. And, you know, we hear rumors of people. What we know for sure, though, is that they've done something that didn't happen a lot in the past, and that's bring in two FBS transfers that look like
right.
pretty talented guys.
How about that?
I like that a lot. A running back who was ranked, 36th in the country, and a defensive back that I think was in the top 40 or 50.
Right. They both come out of high school, yes.
Yeah.
And the running back is really interesting because he kind of lost his job there at Temple. They brought in some younger guys that they liked better. They tried to move him to linebacker, which obviously he did not want to do. So that might be just, you know, Maine's fortune right there to get a kid that was not wanting to switch positions at a higher-level school and wants to come back. Now, a little bit of a level, and maybe still play running back. And you know they need running backs.
And Joe Harris-Simiak putting his staff together. I think the announcements will be coming soon, but Liam Cohen will be the offensive coordinator from
right.
UMass. Corey Heatherton, Heatherman from inside the system, will be the mm-hmm. defensive coordinator. But it seems like Joe is he's not leaning toward loyalty. He wants the best guys on his staff. He wants to win right away, and he's approaching this very aggressively, far from what I think some people worried that this was just going to be some sort of caretaker position.
Yeah, I think I don't think I ever thought that. I mean, Joe was a very smart, aggressive young guy, so I think that doesn't really surprise me at all that he's really trying to go out there and get after it in his first year. They got a really good schedule that just was officially released today. Obviously, we already knew what it was, but you know, two FBS teams in his first two games, and I think he wants to make a mark here right away.
Absolutely. Well, exciting times ahead. Hey, Mark, it's great talking with you always. Again, if you haven't read it yet, go to the Portland Press Herald website and check out Mark's article on Siggy Koitsar. And, Mark, if I'm down at the game tomorrow, I'll look you up there.
Great. Very much. I appreciate it, Rich.
Thank you. That's Mark Emmert, Portland Press Herald, here on Downtown. Such a good